And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Russian missiles have hit residential areas in an eastern Ukrainian city for the second time in 24 hours, while top European Union officials are visiting Kyiv. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The latest strikes in Kramatorsk came as rescue crews searched for survivors in the rubble of an apartment building hit overnight by a Russian missile. The missile killed several people and wounded well over a dozen others. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Von der Leyen praised wartime Ukraine's effort to become a member of the EU.
You became a candidate country while fighting an invasion.
She also announced a new initiative to make Russia accountable for its actions in Ukraine.
An international center for the prosecution of the crime of aggression in Ukraine will be set up in The Hague.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin evoked the spirit of the Soviet army that defeated Nazi German forces at Stalingrad 80 years ago to declare on Thursday that Russia would defeat Ukraine, supposedly in the grip of a new incarnation of Nazism. In a fiery speech in Volgograd, known as Stalingrad until 1961, Putin lambasted Germany for helping to arm Ukraine and said, not for the first time, that he was ready to draw on Russia's entire arsenal, which includes nuclear weapons. Russian officials have been drawing parallels with the struggle against the Nazis ever since Russian forces entered Ukraine almost a year ago. Ukraine, which was part of the Soviet Union and itself suffered devastation at the hands of Hitler's forces, rejects those parallels as spurious pretexts for a war